You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
If you're just tuning in, it's coming up to 6:40 and you're listening to the SAFM Market Update with MoneyWeb. I'm your host, Jimmy Moyaha, and we are taking a look at AVCA, that is the African Private Capital Association. They're hosting their conference, their conference and annual summit in Sandton this week, and I'm joined on the line by the AVCA CEO to just reflect on that and the state of investment within the African continent. Joined by Abby Mustafa Maduako. Good evening, Abby. Thanks so much for taking the time. Let's start with the summit. Let's start with the conference. What's on the agenda there? How has the conference been going? How has the mood been this week?
Good evening, Jimmy. Thank you for having me. So the conference started on Monday. It was our 20th anniversary conference. And just to give a background about what AVCA does, part of our mission is to convene the private capital ecosystem and to galvanize investments going into Africa. So to do so, we hold an annual conference in a different African city every year. And we were so thrilled to be hosting the conference in Joburg in Sandton this year for the first time in over a decade. So in terms of the mood, a bit of highlights, we had about 700 delegates, which were fund managers, institutional investors from within Africa and also outside of Africa, from Europe, from the US, from the Middle East. And the mood was generally one of realism, is what I would say. So I think all of the investors recognize that these are challenging macroeconomic times globally and the effects that that's having on investments in Africa. Which we could also see in our report, our 2023 report that we released a few weeks ago. So a little bit of depressed investment activity. Having said that, though, there was the feeling that Africa wasn't on its own. This is what we're seeing globally. And it was very solutions driven. All the conversations that we've been having this week have been around what are the practical steps that investors can take to A, future-proof their investments, and also to be able to get more allocation so that they can put more money to work in Africa. So we explored issues such as fundraising, raising from domestic pools of capital. Really fantastic in South Africa, how you have the pension funds supporting local fund managers. How can we take lessons from here and scale it to other African countries? We also explored issues around liquidity. How can we as an industry start creating more exits and fund managers providing liquidity to their investors, to their LPs, so that we can have an increased liquidity pipeline in the industry. And we explored thematic issues like secondaries and how they're becoming a little bit, increasingly more popular in Africa, and how we can apply what we're seeing globally to the continent as well. And I'll stop there.
Now, Abby, how are the bigger institutions seeing things from a sentiment and a perception point of view? I mean, the likes of DFIs and sovereign wealth funds have always been quite instrumental in the private market space. How are they seeing the African space and what kind of sentiments are they sharing with the market?
So, Jimmy, you're absolutely right. So look, the DFIs were very instrumental in catalyzing the private capital, well, I will say private equity industry on the continent. And they remain committed to doing so. Yes, a lot of them have seen some strategies change, but the sentiment we got, especially from the conference, is that they are still committed to the continent. Now, in terms of their commitment, it might take a different shape. Their strategies have changed. We've seen more DFIs interested in backing climate solutions, in backing managers that are focused on climate, or some of them have a higher impact, appetite. But fundamentally, they will remain a core part of the ecosystem. Now, moving on to other sorts of institutional investors, like the global institutional investors, I mean, it's very natural when you have rising interest rates, hyperinflation, to expect international allocators to retreat from the continent and to focus more on homegrown private capital. So we have seen a little bit of that, but it's a normal cycle, if you ask me. And I think they will return, but fundamentally, the DFIs are still positive. And the fact that we've seen some global institutional investors retreat, not all, some retreat, it leaves room for our African institutional investors to plug that gap. It also leaves room for family offices, for foundation, for other types of allocators to plug that gap.
Abby, when we look at the state of or the appetite on the continent, obviously Africa remains investment ready, and with Africa having one of the youngest populations in terms of continental comparisons, it certainly is a market that's rife for investment. What sectors are we seeing private markets leaning towards? You touched on some of them, saying that things around green and climate focused development is important there. Are we seeing infrastructure come to the party? Are we seeing AI come to the conversation as well? Where's the smart money looking?
Sure. So I'll take this in two parts. When we look at private capital as a whole, so that's all the asset classes, venture capital, private equity, real estate, and infrastructure. What was really interesting to note was that infrastructure dominated as the asset class that attracted the largest value of deals in 2023. So we're seeing big ticket size deals, more specifically in South Africa. Last year, we saw two supersized deals, infrastructure deals in South African renewable energy. And when I say supersized deals, I mean deals in excess of $250 million. So I expect that trend to continue across the continent. We are seeing fund managers backing innovators, entrepreneurs that are innovating around renewable energy, around climate solutions. So we expect that to continue. But fundamentally, the driving sector of the African economy has been the financial sector for the past few years. So when we look at deal activity, we always see the largest share of deals going into the financial sector. So this includes traditional investments in insurance companies, in commercial banks, in mortgage banks, all the way through to investments in fintech companies at the earliest stage. So that's the lens from private capital in general. Now, if I just zoom in on venture capital, it's a little bit more nuanced. So venture capital, we're seeing quite a lot of deals in general in tech-enabled businesses. So about 85% of the deals we see in early stage investment is in tech-enabled businesses. And that shows the proliferation of technology in the early stage innovation sector on the continent. And then we see a lot of deals in fintech. We've started seeing, and I'll hone in on South Africa, we've started seeing a lot of deals in the ed tech space and in the prop tech space as well, which is super interesting. And then I think fundamentally we'll continue seeing deals in health tech and ag tech as well.
Abby, when we look at the African continent and emerging markets in general, there's been a lot of conversations. I mean, for Africa, the Africa Free Continental Trade Agreement is such an important part of opening up these markets and access to markets. But we also know that a couple of countries like South Africa and other African countries have expressed their interest in being part of the BRICS bloc. How are private markets reading that? The involvement in the BRICS bloc, the AFTA agreements, the opening up of markets and access into Africa?
So I'll take this from a general market view. So I think AFTA is very positive for the industry. And the reason why that is when we look at our deals and deal activity, we see a large value, a large concentration of deals that are multi-regional deals. And when I say multi-regional deals, they're investments in companies that are in multi-countries. So I think that in itself is very positive. And if you think about the ambition of AFTA, it will make intra-Africa trade a lot easier, a lot more seamless, which will mean that companies expanding into other countries on the continent will find that a lot easier. The regulatory barriers will be lower, and it will just be easier for them to expand. And when you're thinking about value creation from a private capital fund manager perspective, one of the things you want to do when you invest in a company is grow their value. And what does that growth look like? That looks like market expansion. So things like AFTA will enable market expansion across Africa. And then also when we think about mitigating currency devaluation in some of the countries that have experienced significant devaluation, businesses are going to be thinking about how they can generate foreign exchange and how they can mitigate local currency risk. So then it becomes important from a private equity or a venture capital fund manager perspective to try and start sourcing those businesses that can get some revenue in foreign exchange to at least mitigate the risk across their portfolio. And then being part of BRICS and other international, I guess, trade agreements or being part of other international blocs can also help with getting companies on the continent to expand outside of the continent.
Abby, the platinum anniversary is out of the way. It's celebrated. The last 20 years have been quite successful for AVCA. But what do the next 20 years look like? Obviously, there's still a lot that needs to be done for development on the continent, and that comes with investment. What does AVCA have planned for bringing investors to the table for the next 20 years?
So, Jimmy, my vision for the next 20 years is for the private sector to be the leading force for economic development on the continent. Already, private capital fund managers contribute significantly towards job creation, towards other impact metrics on the continent. And I think in the next 20 years, their role is going to be even more critical in building building soft infrastructure, education, healthcare, in creating jobs, and generally building a prosperous Africa. In terms of what we plan to do as AVCA, we plan to continue to signal and showcase the investable opportunities on the continent, within the continent, and also to investors outside of the continent. And in the next 20 years, our role as a galvanizer of multiple pools of capital towards Africa is going to be increasingly important. So we want to see diverse pool of investors investing on the continent across a diverse range of sectors.
Building a prosperous Africa together. The time to invest certainly is now. Thank you so much for those insights. We'll leave it at that, Abby. That's Abby Mustafa Maduako, who is the CEO of the African Private Capital Association, just joining me to reflect on the state of private capital and the investment case that exists for the African continent.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.